Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Mike Jezelshack. Today's topic is on how do I read an income statement and why is it important? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezelshack. So again, today we're talking about how do I read an income statement and why is it important? And this is part five in our All About Bookkeeping series. So if you missed our four articles, which were what is bookkeeping and why do I need bookkeeping for my business? What are bookkeeping debits, credits, and the chart of accounts? What is cash versus accrual accounting? And what is an income statement versus a balance sheet? So now today, we're going to start diving into the actual financial statements. And the one we're talking about today is the income statement or the profit and loss. And on last week's episode, we gave kind of a preview to the income statement. And basically, we said that an income statement shows you how profitable your business is over a period of time. And on an income statement, you have revenues and expenses. And you can run an income statement for any time period you want. So you could run it for a day, a month, a year, many years. Typically, you run these on a monthly, quarterly, or annually basis, but you can pick any time period that you can run an income statement for. And the income statement basically tells you how much money you made, how much money you spent, and the profitability of your business. So now we want to talk about the different parts of an income statement. And in the show notes, I also have a link to an article that our blog post that we did on our website on this that shows an example income statement. And we're just going to basically be running through that example to kind of show you the different parts of it. So the main parts of an income statement are the income section, the cost of goods sold section, gross profit, operating expenses, operating income, non-operating activity, and then your net income or your profit. So we want to kind of dive into each one of these different areas. That top piece, the initial thing that we talk about is income or revenue. And this area represents your earnings or the sales of your business. And in this area, you can have multiple line items. So let's say you have a service business, but you also sell some product. You could break those out where you have service income and you have sales income. But either way, it's all going to be located in that income or revenue section at top. Now, if you have refunds, returns, or discounts, those can also be found here. Now, they're going to be a negative. So you're going to have a positive for your income. And obviously, if you have refunds, returns, or discounts, those are going to be a negative, but they're also often found here. The next part of the income statement, just going down, is the cost of goods sold or cost of sales. And many people call this COGS or C-O-G-S for short. So if you ever hear someone talking about COGS, they're talking about the cost of goods sold. And basically, this section represents the price you pay to create your product or service. And so these are going to be items that would be directly related to the revenue that comes in and not just normal operating cost. So these are costs that are directly tied to the sales and would not occur if you did not have sales. So let's do an example. Let's say you're an electrician and you purchase cable wire for a job that you are working on. This would be a COGS item or a cost of goods sale item because you're using cable wire for a specific job that you're working on. Now, if you had something like a printer, you purchase a printer for your business, and let's just say it's a small printer, that would not be a COGS item because whether you have sales or not, if you don't have sales, you're still probably going to purchase that printer. It's not directly tied to the sale. So that's cost of goods sale, cost of goods sold or cost of sales. The next item we have is gross profit. And this is simply a calculation. So basically you're taking your income or your revenue less cost of goods sold. So income or sales minus cost of goods sold essentially is your gross profit. And this is going to be your income for your business before factoring in your normal other operating expenses. So once we have our gross profit, that's going to, again, be income minus cost of goods sold, we're going to have operating expenses. And these are going to be all of the other indirect costs associated with running your business. So this is, you know, examples here are advertising, automobile expenses, consulting and accounting, meals expense, office expenses, rent, repairs and maintenance, utilities. And, you know, there's a lot of different categories that fall in this operating expenses. And you're going to have a bulk of your expenses in this section. And when we're looking at operating expenses, there's really kind of a few different types or two different types. One, we can have fixed expenses, and these are going to be the same every month or period. So let's say you have rent or certain software subscriptions that are the same amount every single month. That's going to be a fixed expense. Then you can also have variable expenses, and these are going to be items that can change from month to month. So an example might be advertising costs. That budget can go all over the place month to month. Or meals. You don't have a fixed amount that you're spending on meals every single month. So that can change frequently. So that's going to be operating expenses. This is going to be most or a lot of your activity is going to be, again, that's going to be your advertising, your utilities, maintenance, things like that. Then you're going to come to an item called operating income. And this, again, just like gross profit, is a calculation. This is simply a calculation of gross profit less operating expenses. So you're taking that gross profit that we had before, and then we're taking all those operating expenses that we created out to come to our operating income. And this is essentially the income or loss from your business before factoring in non-operating related items. So after we have our operating income, we have non-operating income or expenses. And these are just going to be things that do not play into the normal day-to-day operations of the company. So this could include interest income, interest expense, income tax expense if you're a C corporation, and things like that. So if you have significant items in this area, it is nice to separate those out so that they can get more clarity in your financials. Because interest income doesn't really directly relate to your business and your business activity, or at least, you know, unless you're in an area that is like that. So that's where you'd want to separate those out. Then you come to your net income, or your profit slash loss. And this is the final stopping point that factors in everything we discussed to come to your bottom line, whether your business had a profit or loss. So again, we start at the top with income or revenue. We have cost of goods sold, and then we have gross profit, which is simply income minus cost of goods sold. Next, we have our operating expenses. These are going to be most of the things that operate our day-to-day business. And then we're going to have operating income, which is basically taking that cost of, or that gross profit. So revenue minus COGS is gross profit, minus operating expenses is your operating income. Then we take and subtract your net, your non-operating income or expenses. So you're either adding or subtracting this section to come to your net income or your profit slash loss. And so the simple way to kind of think about an income statement is starting at the top and going down. And you start at the top and it starts with a positive number, your sales or your revenue. As you go down your income statement, there will be various types of negative numbers or expenses that are cutting against your sales. And then finally at the bottom, you'll see what your profit was after factoring in the income you received and the expenses that you paid. So that's kind of the different parts or sections of an income statement. The next thing I want to talk about is, why is an income statement important? Or what can I do with the information from a profit and loss? And this is a key point that I want to talk about, because it's important that when we're thinking about bookkeeping, we're not just completing the bookkeeping and then moving on. We want to actually take that data that comes from the bookkeeping, including the income statement, and utilize that to cut costs and grow our business. Utilize that information to help our company out. So when we think about what can we use this information for, I want you to think deeper than just net profit. So when we pull out our income statement, I don't want you to just look at profit. We need to think deeper than that. So many business owners we talk to think only about the profit piece. They just want to grow profit, profit, profit. And while this number is important, there's so many things that come into play to that profit number. And so we want to maybe look at things and ask questions. Let's look at sales and revenue. Is this number dropping? Why is it dropping? Has it been increasing? How do we continue to have our revenue increase? What can we do to increase our revenue on an ongoing basis? If we increase revenue, profits potentially going to go up. Let's look at cost of goods sold. Are we paying too much for our product? If we buy in bulk, can we get a better deal on it and thus save money? If we look at operating expenses, are we utilizing all these items and all these expenses that are coming through our operating expenses? Are we paying too much for anything? Do we need to shop our insurance, or do we need to shop our cell phone or phone bills? Are these expenses all necessary? Are we using these? Do we have software that we're not paying for? And how are we trending? Are operating expenses going up, down, staying pretty even? And these are all things that we want to continuously look at. And even non-operating activity. You know, if we have interest income from money that we have in a savings account, can we move that to a CD to gain more interest income? Or can we refinance loans that we have in our business to lower our interest rate? So these are all things that we want to look at. We don't want to just think about profit. We want to look into the sales and revenues number. We want to look into the cost of goods sold. We want to look into operating expenses and non-operating activity. Analyze the data that we have to help make decisions to better off our business. And while we're doing this, we want to utilize comparative periods. So it's really good to compare periods to prior periods. So this could be, you know, any sort of comparison. This could be month to month. This could be this year versus next year. But as long as you have the data, it's good to do some analysis of that. And this can help spot check areas for savings or ideas for future growth. For example, let's say we put a marketing plan together in Q1, spent some money on marketing in Q1. How did that change sales in Q2? How are our sales compared to last year? What things can we implement based on what we see that we can continue to do to help our business go? Next, we want to also create forecasts and projections. So prior data is great to see performance in the past and see where cost-cutting opportunities exist in the future. However, we still want to take actions on that prior data because our businesses are moving forward. We're not stuck in the back. Our businesses are moving forward. So we want to use this data that we have to easily create future projections and forecasts or budgets. We can take month-by-month income statement and have a general idea of trends that we can use to predict in the future. And this can help us be better prepared and plan for the things that matter in our business. So creating those forecasts, creating those projections, help us keep our mind down the road and into the future of where we need to go. If we're simply always looking backwards, it's hard to ever kind of get to where our goals are if we have goals. So we want to take this prior looking data, utilize it, take it, the information, turn it around a little bit, and use it to kind of create a forecast or a projection into the future. Finally, plan, consult, and execute. Simply put, use this information. Income statements and financials can be so valuable for the growth and future of your business. But if you simply just let it sit on the table, it doesn't do much good. So use the information to plan for the future. Plan on ways to cut costs. Plan on ways to increase revenue. If you are unsure in certain areas, consult with someone that can help you along in this journey. And finally, take what you've learned and execute. Too often, business owners get wrapped up in the day-to-day and their businesses go stagnant. Execute to grow your business and reach the goals that you finally want to make in your business. And finally, just wanted to go through some final additional items to consider related to the income statement. Accrual versus cash. So remember in a couple articles or a couple episodes ago, we discussed cash versus accrual accounting. You can run an income statement using both methods. So as a refresher, cash basis is you record income as it's received and expenses as they're paid. On an accrual basis, you report income as it's earned and expenses in the period they are associated with, regardless of when money is received or paid. Asset purchases or depreciation. Last week, we discussed that major asset purchases go to the balance sheet and then they're depreciated, which is when they come onto the income statement. So this is often something that happens during tax season and can be kind of confusing. So make sure you understand this throughout the year. You may have bought a new business vehicle for $50,000, but depending on the depreciation method, you may not expense that full $50,000 in year one. Instead, it may be depreciated across multiple years. So remember, when you have asset purchases and depreciation, it will not show up on the income statement until it's actually depreciated, since the initial purchase is going to be booked to the balance sheet. Owner draws and distributions. If you're taking money from the business as an owner that is not processed through payroll, generally this would be considered an owner's draw, an owner's distribution, or a dividend, and this is not an expense to the business. Instead, it is a balance sheet item. This is one of the biggest areas we see clients miss when they're doing their own bookkeeping. They book payments to the owners somewhere on the income statement. If it's not payroll, if it's not a guaranteed payment, it's going to be an owner's draw, distribution, or dividend, which is not an expense, and that instead will show up on the balance sheet. And finally, loans. The only loan-related item on the income statement is going to be the interest portion. Remember, we discussed incoming loans and outgoing loan payments against principal are balance sheet items, not sales and not expenses. So what we wanted to talk about in this episode is really give you a deeper look into the income statement or profit and loss. Next week, we're going to be diving into the balance sheet and show you how that pairs well with the income statement. The income statement and balance sheet are two statements that often come together. So we're going to dive into that balance sheet next week. But again, just want to kind of go through and give you a quick rundown of what we talked about. Income statement is revenue and expenses. You can run it for any time period. It basically tells you how much money you made, how much money you spent, and the profitability of your business. There are a bunch of different parts of an income statement. Basically, you start with your income, you subtract any cost of goods sold, and that brings you to a gross profit. You then subtract any operating expenses to come to your operating income. Then you have non-operating activity that could be income, like interest income, or expenses like interest expense that you subtract from your operating income to come to your net income, which is your net profit, your net loss. And just remember that we want to take this information and just go deeper. When we have an income statement, think deeper than just profit. Profit's one number, but how can we increase sales? How can we, if sales is dropping month to month, why is that? What can we change? Is there ways that we can do cost cutting and cost of goods sold or our normal operating expenses? Are we paying for things that we're not even using? This is a time that you have this information, utilize it to analyze the financial statements that are being created. And oftentimes we like to compare period to period, which also allows us to then create forecasts or projections for our business. And again, plan with this information. Consult if you need help in this area and execute. Don't just let this sit there. So again, next week, we're going to talk about the balance sheet, and that's going to be just another continuation of our series about all about bookkeeping. So if you have questions as we continue along this series, be sure to reach out to us via email, sales@jetrotax.com. Join us in our Facebook group or whatever's the easiest way to reach out to us. I want to thank you again for listening to another episode, and I will see you guys next week. Now, one last thing before I go. We created a Facebook group called Building a Successful Law Firm to take what you learn here and dive even deeper. This Facebook group is a place where we share tons of value for free, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations you are faced with and collaborate not only with our team, but with other firm owners as well. Simply go to Facebook and search for the Building a Successful Law Firm group. Again, it's Building a Successful Law Firm group. I'll see you in there.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.